for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border while in custody by the Border Patrol is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso, where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April, and it's now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points, or 2.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
At the U.S. and Canadian ministerial meeting in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thanked Canada for its support over North Korea.
It was great to talk about how we've worked closely together on North Korea. And I thanked my Canadian counterparts for enforcing all of the U.N. Security Council resolutions and encouraging other countries to maintain pressure as well.
And Pompeo says China should free two Canadian citizens who were detained this week after authorities in Canada arrested a senior Chinese technology executive on a U.S. extradition warrant. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Christian Freeland says Russia must release the Ukrainian ships and sailors it's holding.
Minister Sajjan and I expressed our condemnation of Russia's harassment of shipping in the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait, and in particular its recent aggressive action towards an illegal seizure of three Ukrainian vessels on November 25th and the imprisonment of Ukrainian sailors. We call on Russia to release these sailors.
The Kremlin has rebuffed calls to release the ships and sailors, but says Moscow remains interested in a top-level meeting with the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The holiday traditions canceled at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump canceling the White House holiday party for members of the media, making a decades-old tradition another victim of an increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. A statement from a White House official says, quote, "The White House Christmas press party was not put on the holiday schedule, but we have accommodated members of the media and their families who have asked to see the holiday decorations by arranging open White House tours for them." Fox News noting that the White House is holding some other holiday parties to which favorable media members are invited.
President Trump's longtime personal lawyer said Friday that Trump directed him to buy the silence of two women during the 2016 campaign because he was concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs with him would affect the election. Michael Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America Trump knew the payments were wrong.
He's a very different individual.
What's happened to him?
I think the pressure of the job is much more than what he thought it was going to be. It's not like the Trump organization where he would bark out orders and people would blindly follow what he wanted done.
Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison Wednesday for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and arranging the illicit payments to the two women. The judge rejected arguments by his lawyers that he should be spared jail time because he cooperated in multiple federal investigations involving Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.